This is Angela, and I was just going to share a story about living an intentional life. We had been doing Bible studies as a family, you know, hit and miss. You know, one day I just kind of thought, we're busy doing all these things, we're just not busy doing important things. And so I made a promise to God I was going to be intentional, and we're going to do Bible study every night as a family. And we started doing that, and, you know, it'll last 5 minutes sometimes, and sometimes we'll get in a discussion, it'll last an hour. And the most amazing part is that they all opened their hearts and accepted Christ at our at-home Bible studies.
You know, you and I probably did not come to Christ in a vacuum. You know, we weren't sitting all alone somewhere and all of a sudden understood the whole gospel. Now, God can convict us and lead us. We know that here and around the world when people, we know the scripture teaches even those who've never heard are drawn to him. But the reality is there are people that impact our lives when it comes to spiritual things. Your church, your coach, your parents, your grandparents, this radio ministry, the radio station, maybe Billy Graham or Franklin Graham or one of the evangelists, but you've been impacted in some way. And as a result of maybe other things going on in your life, you just finally bent that knee, figuratively or literally, and said, enough of me, and I gave my life to Christ. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, along with Jennifer and Stephen and the rest of the team here at the Intentional Living Center. We're passionate about you experiencing life as God intended, and his intention for you is that you have a relationship with him. And if you don't today, why not? How's it going for you on your own? And so I'll tell you what, we decide what we're going to do today. We want you to give a shout out to the process of coming to Christ. Who was it that impacted your life? How did they do that? How were you doing at the time? How was it and where was it that brought you to a place of saying, enough of me, I give my life to Christ today? I was a young man. I grew up in a Christian home, Christian parents. You know, there's not going to be second generation Christians. You got to give your life to Christ. It's individual. And when you grow up in a Christian home, sometimes you think, well, I'm just a Christian as a result of going to the Awana Club. And I came to a realization this was a personal decision and God convicted. And I can remember praying on my knees with my dad in that living room to give my life to Christ. So what about you? Maybe you didn't have that opportunity to grow up in a home where you learned about God. It was later in life. What was it? Who was it that was involved in that process? Here's the goal today. We want to motivate each of us to think a little more about telling somebody the good news because someone told you, right? Oh, but you don't understand. I'm fearful. Lots of ways to do it. You know, today there's a lot of digital evangelism. It's interesting when you look at the stats that Stephen gave me here. All you millennials, come on now, you millennials, nearly 60% of you really work on digital evangelism. Now the boomers, the old folks, right? Less so, but I'll tell you what, you can imagine the Gen Z, you know, when it comes to being online, there's a way of connecting. That's what we do through our ministry, through our podcast, through all the things we're doing online, finding more and more people worldwide being impacted by a message of living intentionally in Christ, coming to Christ, using radio, using every technology we can to help people experience life as God intended. How about you? We want to hear your story. Candace, what's your story?
It was actually my grandmother. I led a life of drugs and alcohol, and I was in jail a few times. So my only outlet was either death or jail time, prison time. So when I was 20, I got pregnant with my oldest daughter, and my grandma was so excited. So we went to church finally. She had asked me a ton of times to come to church. And when I had my daughter, I took her with us. And once we went there, it felt so nice, and we haven't stopped going. And my oldest daughter is now 12, mm-hmm. and I couldn't imagine life without the Lord. And my oldest daughter actually said on Mother's Day this year, that the reason she comes to church is because she's been going since she was 2 weeks old, and that her mom, that me, I show her how to be a Christian, though I'm not a perfect one, but with God's help. And we read the Bible, and it's just amazing to see the kids be as excited in the Lord.
Fantastic.
And he has answered so many prayers, and without him, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Amen. None of us would be, Candace. Thank you for calling and telling us your story. Grandmas make a difference. Nanas and papas, right? We make a difference impacting the lives of our kids. You know, what does the Bible say that we can take a lamp and put it under a basket? And many of us do that. I don't have much of a story. You know what? Your story matters to those kids and those grandkids. Tell them where you've been, what you learned, what God's done in your life. You may have the opportunity of leading someone to Christ. I can remember when I was quite young, and even in my teens, we would be out ministering musically. Some of you don't know that I was part of a trio. I played saxophone. We traveled and performed, did a couple recordings. No Kenny G, but a couple recordings. And I can remember a young, I was probably 16, 17, and I remember another 16-year-old coming up after one of our events and saying, how can I know this Jesus that you know? That kind of took me back because I wasn't really prepared. I prepared to perform. I prepared to do the thing. But then to sit down with her and pray with her and see this young woman come to Christ. Where she is today, I don't know. But you know what? At that moment, her heart was drawn to give her life to Christ. And each of us have an opportunity in our lives, young, old, the middle years, to share with someone about the goodness of Christ. Who did that with you? What difference did it make? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Let's go to Florida. Florida, hi, Summer. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Who was it that reached you, and how?
Yeah, actually, I was born, raised, I was adopted into a Christian family, and it was really strict, and when I went to college, I didn't want to be this quote-unquote religious person, so for 2 years, I was really just out of it, not chasing after God, and then I ended up finding this church called Voyage in my college town, and God basically kicked me over into that church, and the pastor, John, he was doing a sermon one day, and he said, this is what God has to say to you. He said, I'm proud of you because you're mine. And that one sentence just hit home, and it just slowly started to just, like, flip a switch in my mind, and I ended up finishing college, going to missionary school, and now I'm back in Florida, and I'm just, like, trying to just stay all in, and it was all started from like that one moment. I was just like, wow. I'm proud of you because you're mine.
So your parents planted the seed, but
some of it
wasn't healthy.
For them.
Yeah. When you say they were strict, what does that mean spiritually? I mean, what was it that turned you off?
It was very conservative, and now I'm more than thankful for what they've done for me, and I appreciate all of it now. But for a young Christian for a baby Christian, I guess we call them, that didn't really know much and didn't know that God doesn't matter where you've been. God doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you've done, what you do. He loves you just because
That's
you're
right.
doing your best, just because you're trying. It was kind of hard having like the rules of straight from the Bible, like you can't do this, but you can do this, and although it just felt like rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But now as an older Christian, I see that everything they've said was completely true, and that it just took me building my personal relationship to understand it.
That's good. That's a reminder to parents. We know what we believe. We know what the Bible teaches. Teach it with love. Teach it consistently. Have a spiritual backbone as a parent, and pray that your children will make a decision and be drawn to Christ, just like Summer has. Tremendous. Thank you, Summer, for your call from Florida. I'm glad you're listening.
Thank you.
All right. That's a great story. Just a reminder, we all get there in different ways, don't we? Let's go to Emily in Arizona. Hey, Emily, hello. You sound like you're in the middle of a windstorm.
I'm actually driving right now, but I had to call in because I totally, got encouraged by what you're talking about. I listen to you every single day.
Terrific. Why do you listen every day?
I listen every day because that's what is, the uplifter to my day. I literally start with Family Life Radio and go to sleep with Family Life Radio. And ever since I moved here from California, Family Life Radio is the only station that's on the radio in the car.
Terrific.
And everywhere I go.
That's why we do it. And I'm sure the staff all around the building are feeling a little warm feeling of love and from you and appreciate it. Tell us, how did you come to Christ, Emily?
So I was born and raised in church. My family showed me God when I was about 4 years old. Then I became very angry towards God when I found out that I was diagnosed with Asperger's disorder, which is on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And I really lost faith in God because I thought God was punishing me because he had given me a disability. I never realized that he was going to use it for his ability. And I became addicted to drugs and alcohol for about 3 years. And just recently, I came into recovery about 4 years ago, and I just started living for God, and I absolutely love my walk with God. I show everybody wherever I go that God is so real, and it is possible. I mean, recovery for me is everything, and knowing God is my foundation, and if I didn't have faith in God, I would probably be dead right about now.
Hey, Emily, you sound like you're a young lady. Can I ask about how many years you are?
I'm 39 years old, but I've probably been through my life out of 100 years old.
Listen, Emily, you're 39 years old. You're a young lady. You've got a lot of years ahead if God tarries and allows you to be here to take your story. Let me just say to every one of you, you all have a story. And we live in an era of stories. The most successful communicators are storytellers. Jesus was the ultimate storyteller. Of course, he created human communication, so he understood that stories have a way of connecting with people. And so my encouragement as you think about evangelism isn't that you have to be a great theologian, a great preacher, know everything, answer every Bible question. If you get challenged by someone who is adversarial with all of the questions that are sometimes difficult to comprehend or answer, just share your story. You know, it's like the man who was blind and Jesus healed him. And then the Pharisees came and challenged him that he says that Jesus was a sinner and that he says whether or not he's a sinner, he's talking about Christ and he's talking about being healed. He says, I don't know. But one thing I do know, I was blind and now I see. And so we don't have to know everything. We just have a story. I don't know. I don't know everything about the Bible. Next time someone challenges you, say, those are interesting questions. I don't know the answer to that. Something worth looking up. But I do know this. This is what God has done for me. That's a powerful story. What's your story?
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Randy Carlson, this is Bud out of Georgia, and it was about 20 years before my wife finally comes to the Lord, and your one caller said that his wife didn't respect him and kind of butted his against him. Well, and what I want to say is I never tried to argue with her. Your comment back to that gentleman was very true. It was a lover, and a lot of times I just had to be silent. Voiced my opinion in a loving, kind way and tried to meet her in the middle. And we've been married for 36 years now, and now she's gloriously saved, and she loves tithing to the church. We used to fight over that. And now she's trying to give all the money away. Praise God, hallelujah.
Imagine two different people. Both love God and want His will for their lives. But one of them lives a life that's wrapped up in worries, fears, and the challenges of the day, while the other wakes up to an intentional life that's free from those burdens. In Dr. Randy's message, Intentional Living Will Change Your Life, you'll learn 5 steps to living an intentional life in Christ and how your life can be transformed.
We believe that when we understand God's intention for our life, not only is God given the glory for it, but our lives are better for it.
When you support Intentional Living right now with a monthly gift, you'll be a part of a special group that gets this message, along with unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Start the new year off right by living intentionally. Give now, and you'll get access to these helpful resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
That's great. Thank you, Kurt. Everything you need to know, come be a part of the intentional living journey. We live in a world where there's a lot of people being intentional about things that really don't matter either that much or are going to take them in the wrong direction. Intentional about their priorities, their entertainment, their finances, but not for God's glory and in the process, not for their own benefit long term. And we're all about building this community of people, followers of Christ, who say, listen, not only do I love the Lord Jesus, He's making a difference in my life, but I want to be a follower. I want to be intentional, not perfect, but follow Him. And, you know, we talk about bringing glory to God. That's what the Bible teaches. But let me just remind us, when that happens, we benefit from it in ways that maybe we've never even thought about, as a good father blesses his children. And that's what happens. Living intentionally in Christ. Thank you for supporting the ministry. Thank you for being a part of it. We have several thousand people around the country who are standing up and being a part of the ministry. And love to have you join us. Your support goes directly to keep us going. How do you do that today? Just give us a call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. Say, hey, I want to be a part of Dr. Carlson, Intentional Living. Come and join us, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com to help us reach more people, just like James, and so many of you wanted to respond to him coming to Christ here through the ministry. And so take a listen and rejoice together as we hear another person coming into the kingdom.
What scripture in the Bible that I can go to and read to accept Jesus Christ is my Lord Savior? It's time for me to do it.
Romans 10, verse 13, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Is that something you'd like to do right now, James?
Yes, sir, I do.
Would it help if I prayed and you kind of followed this prayer, but let it come from your own life?
Yeah, that worked better.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Carol. I just listened to your show where James from Alabama got saved. I'm just on cloud nine. And James, I hope you're listening. I just wanted to let you know that's the best thing that you'll ever do in your whole life. And when I think about you, I'll pray for God's strength for you. And I just wanted to tell you congratulations and welcome to the family.
Yo, and he said he felt like rolling the window down of that cement mixer and screaming. I drive a truck myself, and I was screaming myself.
When his call came in, I was pulling in my driveway from work, and I just sat there so intent on the conversation. It was so thrilling to be part of witnessing someone so sincere accepting the Lord as their Savior and to see how God used you in a mighty way. I sat there with tears of joy and praising God.
My heart is as overwhelmed once to come out. I drive a cement truck, and I feel like just rolling out the window and screaming it out.
We'll be praying for James and his family in the days ahead.
Just to hear him come home.
Welcome to the family.
Amen. That's why we do this. Jennifer, that's why we do this. If we didn't know Christ, I don't know what I'd be doing. Teaching, I suppose, doing something else, which is be meaningful in life. But I do this and we do this because Christ has made a difference in our life. And I want to say to you, if God has got a hold of your life and you're a follower of Christ, what are you and I doing to get the message out, right? Right. Jennifer's running the controls, making sure everything's working. Stephen is producing this whole thing, give me all the good stuff I need. And I get a chance to be here. I mean, that's pretty special, don't you think?
It's a team effort. Yeah. We all love God and we all want to share the love of God with you.
That's right. That's why we're here. Hi. Laura, that's why we're here. How you doing, Laura?
I'm good, Dr. Rainey. How are you?
Good. Where are you in Michigan today?
I am in, right now I'm heading to St. Clair, Michigan.
St. Clair? Okay. Fantastic. Well, thank you for your call. What, who and how did you come to Christ?
Through my parents. I was born into it, basically. Catholic family. I went to church together. All had Sunday dinner together. You know, and then you get older and parents pass away. And you know, it kind of got to the point where I was like, oh, it's Sunday. I got to go to church. And it got boring for me, you know. I wasn't happy. How can I say this? I'm just going to say it. I wasn't happy at the Catholic Church anymore. So I tried a few churches, and I thought, you know, this just isn't like me. I went to a couple that reminded me of that character on TV, Joel Osteen, and I'm like, this is just not for me. And I came across the Lutheran Evangelica that I started going to, and I've been there almost 5 years now. It's a smaller congregation. It's a church family, you know, and I never felt that way at the church that I was going to, even though I went to Catholic school, you know, we went to, did all the things, and parents were great parents. I'm so incredibly blessed, and the older I get, I know how lucky I am to have had God and Jesus put into my life at a young age, mm-hmm. you know, truly makes a big difference. Truly makes a big difference. And I, in turn, did the same to my children, too. I just love, now I get up and I'm like, ooh, it's Sunday, I get to go to church.
You know, I think,
and that's a great feeling.
You know, I think that's some of the evidence of a salvation. If you get up and think, I'm just disinterested in being around other people, Christian people, or a church, or being involved in a church. And I understand there are some churches that probably would make you feel that way. Come on. Let's just be real. But if the desire isn't to grow in Christ or be close to other people, you got to really ask, where am I spiritually? We're talking intentional living. God's intention, that's what we're all about. Figuring out, finding what God's intention is for your life, that's the sweet spot. And the Bible says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Right? And that includes being in a church. So finding a place of fellowship, powerful. Thank you for your call, Emily. And also the reminder that, you know, when you're in a fellowship where the Bible is being taught, that's most important. It really is.
Heard of your program is about one spouse saved and praying for the other's salvation. I was saved on August 15, 1979. My wife was 18 and a half years later. And the Lord worked through that, gave me the patience that I needed. It seemed like I didn't know if it was ever actually going to happen. But yeah, it did. And it's been a blessing ever since. And just praise the Lord. So I just wanted to share that. 18 and a half years is a long time, but the Lord works. So take care. Thanks. Bye.
We believe that you can start an intentional life in Christ today by allowing God to embrace you with His loving arms, by accepting His salvation, by enjoying His presence, and living daily by faith. We follow a command from Scripture that says to us in Ephesians 5:10, to figure out what will please Christ and then do it. And we subscribe to this because we know that this will bring glory to God. We also know that it will benefit our lives. And I would say to you today, if you don't know Jesus Christ personally, and if you've never had an encounter with the God of the universe, we would love to pray with you. We have a little booklet on our website at theintentionallife.com that says, take your first
one step, your first one thing in your walk with Christ. And I'd encourage you to read that and download it. If you know someone who could benefit from that, I hope you would do that. But if you don't know Christ today, I would ask you today, you know, the first one intentional thing that you and I can do that can revolutionize our life, not only for today, but for all of eternity, is to give our life completely to Him.
Hey, let me just add one more option from what you just heard, that excerpt from the teaching that we have for the ministry that's focusing on how intentional living can change your life. And if today you're looking to talk to someone who you want to pray with, someone got a need in your life, maybe you're at a point you'd like to even come to accept the Lord Jesus today and make Him the center of your life, that's the first step in what we call intentional living. We have chaplains who are available to talk with you. When you call us, again, this is a special number, 888-888-1717. That's the number where you talk to me. That's where you talk to our staff about joining in support and also get connected with us and our chaplains who would be happy to pray with you and talk with you. You know, this ministry is 100% listener supported. And when you hear testimonies like you heard today of changed lives, people coming to Christ, every dollar, every moment we put into this ministry is so worthwhile. We get the broad reach of talking to people all across the country and around the world online and seeing people of different backgrounds and interests and people who go to church and people who don't go to church, people who know Christ and those for the first time today maybe hearing about Him. You're helping us make it possible to reach these people with the good message of living intentionally. First of all, giving our lives to Christ, and then every day figuring out what one thing today can I do that's going to bring glory to God, benefit to me, to my family, and the relationships that I have. And I think that's a part of this whole process that we sometimes don't think about, that we bring glory to the Father in heaven, the one who loves us, gave His Son for us. We benefit from it. You know what? When we are obedient to know how to live our marriage, we're going to be happier. When we know how to handle our finances biblically, we're going to have less stress, less debt, less problems with money. And this is true in every area of our lives. And that's why this intentional living ministry exists. And because of your faithful prayers and your regular financial support, we can do this every day on the radio here in this community and across the country, hundreds of stations, and around the world, as I mentioned, online. So again, join us. Give us a call, 888-888-1717, or go online during West Coast business hours to theintentionallife.com. Hey, thanks for being a part of the ministry today. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, and it's a ministry of Intentional Life Media.